Good Saturday morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, our podcasts are all brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, as we know, heads up, rain is in the forecast today, so as of right now, racing will resume today at 12:30. But with the new policy in Santa Anita, if there is a big threat of moderate, I don't know, when the rain starts falling from the sky, all of a sudden now, you know, we get cancellations. So just keep that in mind. You know, it's too early for scratches. We do have the overnights that we'll give you as we go along. But just know that there is rain forecast, and it is starting to sprinkle right now as we speak. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Interesting morning. Turf racing, of course. We do have turf races on the card today. And hopefully, like I said, it will be light rain and we won't have to worry about things until this evening. But as we stand right now, racing does resume 12:30 p.m. with a threat of rain today. All right, let's get to the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are through today. And Juan Hernandez is just kind of making a laugher right now with things. He has got 25 wins, 89 starters, 28%. Edwin Maldonado is in second with 9 winners from 61 starters. That's 15%. Frankie Dettori, who's having a good meeting, he has 8 winners from 44 starters at 18%. John Velasquez has 7 winners, 43 starters, 16%. And then we've got 4 with 6. They are Umberto Rispoli, Mike Smith, Tiago Pereira, and Armando Aguilar. And we won't bore you with the percentages until they start to, you know, sort their way out just a little bit. Okay, as far as the trainers go, Bob Baffert, 13 winners from 47 starters, 28%. Mark Glatt with 9 winners from 35 starters, 26%. Doug O'Neill, 8 winners from 55 starters at 15%. And then we've got 3 with 6. Phil D'Amato, John Sadler, and George Papapodromo. And that is your updated jockey and trainer standings as they are heading into today. And again, hopefully, we will have racing today. And not a bad card, folks. So let's just hope that the rain can hold off until this evening, or at least till, you know, after the ninth race. Okay, the first race, a mile and an eighth on the turf, a B-plus race. This is a maiden special weight, and this is a nice race. The rails are scheduled to be up at 20 feet, and you've got the proverbial bridesmaid, Tis My Princess, who is now 0-13, 0-8 at Santa Anita. She'll be competing in here. And then you've got the heavy morning line favorite, Sariha, at 6-5. Turn to the second race. This is the San Vicente, 7 furlongs, grade 2, $200,000 event. And this is a nice race. It is a little bit short on quantity, but not on quality. You've got Bob Baffert. They ought to really rename this race the Bob Baffert San Vicente, because he's got 4 of the 5 starters. Ryan Hansen threw in Manchild, 20-1 on the morning line. Baffert has got this race pretty well surrounded, so a little bit high rating, A- on a race of this magnitude. The horses are nice. We've got some nice developing three-year-olds. And we'll see what happens in the second. Okay, the third race is your free handicapping seminar. And this is 6 furlongs. It's a maiden special weight event. And this is for three-year-olds. And we gave this race a B-. And from the rail out, we have Uncle Jake at 3-1. Go Rocket Ride at 5-1. Sonoran, 4-5 with Johnny Velasquez. Pratt Rides, Rocket Ride. Ever a Rebel, 3-1 with Umberto Rispoli. Tap It Down, 30-1 with Giovanni Franco. And Speed of the Nile, 20-1 with Abel Sedillo. Okay. Start with the rail horse here, Uncle Jake with Juan Hernandez. He just seems to be winning everything right now. This is a first-time starter, a colt by Uncle Mo for the Bob Baffert stable. And this horse has been working very, very well in the morning. 59-1 out of the gate, 47 out of the gate, 48 handily, a minute and two handily. 58-3 out of the gate, 47 out of the gate. You get the drill. We didn't use this horse in this race only because Baffert is sending out the heavy 4-5 morning line favorite, which we did use, and we just have a sneaking suspicion that maybe Uncle Jake, because of the rail post, I don't know. I just, you know, when I looked at this race initially, I thought, oh, you know, this horse is definitely going to be a contender. And then when I went down and I saw Sonoran, the other Bob Baffert, and then I saw the Phil D'Amato trainee, I got a little bit less inspired. So we didn't use Uncle Jake. Now, if this horse wins by three, don't be surprised. But we didn't use him. We just think that he might need to show... might need a race before he shows his best. Joe Rocket Ride we used in the three hole. This is a Richard Mandela, first time starter that's getting the presence of Flavian Pratt. Pratt's in a huge slump, and let's face it, guys, Richard Mandela doesn't have his first time starters cranked up and ready to rock and roll in their first start. However, this horse has been showing some talent and ability in the morning, and a minor award here. At, you know, maybe 75-80% is not out of the realm of possibility. Sonoran, the 4-5 morning line favorite. Sorry, guys, I hate to give these horses out in any situation, but this looks like a very solid play. This Bob Baffert ride on Curlin Colt is getting Johnny V to ride and ran very, very solidly in his debut. Stocked, took the lead, just got a little bit rubber-legged down the lane. And as you notice, the winner of that race, Faustine, is in the San Vicente in the prior race. So Sonoran's going to take some beating. He's definitely a single in the pick five. And use him on top in your exotics here in the third. Ever a Rebel really is the only horse, I think, that has a chance of upsetting the apple cart here, and this is a 3-1 morning line pick here. Umberto Rispoli, Phil D'Amato, courtesy or previously out of the Wesley Warren Ward barn. Horse has been competing up in Canada. Belmont has shown ability and is really if this son of Bolt Oro is ready, he could give Sonoran a run for his money. So this is an interesting horse here. And Tap It Down and Speed of the Nile, both adding Lasix. Both debuted with front wraps last time. Franco takes the mount on down. Nile gets Abel Sedillo. And both come from the Ruben Gomez barn. So Ruben is active today as well. So how do we see the third race? We use Sonoran, no surprise, on top. Ever a Rebel in the two-hole. And Joe Argo Rocket Ride. In the three-hole to fill out the top three. And that is the third race, your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, and we turn the page to the fourth race, and this is your free podcast play. So how about a rolling double, guys? In the fourth race here, this is a B-plus race, 6 furlongs on the turf, a starter optional claiming event. And we like the four horse here quite a bit. Hialeah Hottie. Now, this daughter of Sharpas, Tekka, has done nothing wrong since she came in from Gulfstream Park in Florida. She is sharp. O'Neill is good with this type, and she does have turf breeding on the bottom side. So she is a very interesting horse here for us. She's sharp. She's going to be trying a surface that she should run well over. And we think highly of Hottie in the fourth race. Number four is going to be very tough to deal with here under Edwin Maldonado. So that is your free podcast play brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The fifth race is a mile claiming event for four-year-olds and up. This is a C race for us, and really not much to get excited about in the fifth. The sixth race is a C-plus race, maiden claiming event for four-year-olds and upward, in for a tag of 50. And again, obviously, we're awaiting to see if the outside horse draws in here, Devil Moon. This is a pretty interesting race. You've got Greenbow, who's adding blinkers. Naughty Nico, who's taking off blinkers. The 0-for-8 gelding. You know how we feel about horses when they start 0-for-7, 0-for-8. Andros and College Soldier are both first-time gelding. So the sixth race is wide open, and depending on who goes and who doesn't, it definitely is a wagerable race. The seventh race, 6 furlongs allowance optional claiming event. This is a B race for statebreds, California sired maidens, or California bred. And this is a pretty solid race here. You've got Ceiling Crusher, who, well, named right, crushed maiden rivals in her debut. Big Hopes is coming back, Charlie, and Fun Money. And so the seventh race is a solid, interesting betting race as well. The eighth race, the Clocker's Corner, 6.5 furlongs. This is scheduled right now to be down the hill, but depending on the weather, again, folks, rain is forecast in Southern California today, so heads up, pay attention to the scratches, surface changes, and whatnot. But the eighth race hopefully will go down the hill. The rain will hold off, and we'll be able to see this Clocker's Corner, which is a solid race as well. And finally, we wrap things up in the ninth race, 6 furlongs, maiden claiming event. This is another cowbred, California bred or California sired restricted race. It's a B-minus race for us, 6 furlongs, and it is a nice competitive race, and we do like a horse in here quite a bit. So we'll see how that goes. Vince's Corner, the 4-horse is taking off blinkers here. So make a note of that. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Sunday. Thank you very much for tuning in. And, well, let's just keep our fingers crossed that the rain stays away at least until this evening so we can get the card off. And we hope that that you join us again out at Santa Anita. If you need any help with your picks, maybe something to augment what you've already done, visit us at horseracing-selections.com, and we'll get you hooked up. Until Wednesday, when we come back with Backstretch Talk, our Trip and Trouble Notes podcasts, have a great Sunday. Hang in there. Stay dry. Cash those tickets. Eddie the Hat, I'll be talking to you again soon.